Aspect number 3, the peacekeeper. In order to preserve the sense of okayness and belonging, we make a truce with the story we invented. Keeping this truce is usually automatic, but the tension it creates brings a sense of unease. And let's face it, most, if not all, kinds of truces carry with them an element of mistrust and unease. But in general, our stories have already become fixed truths that we don't even question. The repetition and reinforcement we give them via our selective attention causes them to become deeply ingrained in our psyches, allowing their structures to become our default mode of assessment for our experiences. In this truth we make with our stories, we continue to deny the legitimacy of the needs of the children we were in order to preserve an artificial sense of comfort that lets us feel like we fit in and are safe with others. Ironically, we simultaneously seek the fulfillment of those needs that were appropriate to us as children. And so the false peace is kept. Even though we aren't truly happy with the truce we've made with the stories, and even though we live with the tension created by any truce, we are at least in familiar territory. This tension is actually a form of chronic distress and may result in our paying a price for sustaining it. We may suffer mentally, emotionally, and/or physically. Maybe we go through our days with a sense of resignation or mild hopelessness. We develop forms of depression or anxiety, or deal with bouts of somatic issues that trouble us. Nonetheless, we persist in this pattern because who wants to hold up their side of a truce for a cause they don't believe in? Nobody. To make our cause even more real and vital to us, we embody our stories and live them out. This is the biggest reason that we cast others in the roles that are necessary for our stories to keep running. We require others to reaffirm the false truth of the stories we've created. But be aware that, in acting out our stories, we are not being our real selves any more than most of our fellow actors are. We try hard to behave in ways that will avoid exposing to others those qualities in ourselves that we have judged to be unacceptable, wrong, or shameful, and they're doing exactly the same with us as we play our assigned roles in their stories. When we were small children, we appropriately expected others to anticipate our needs, or at least respond to them and fulfill them. We relied on others to provide what we needed. As adults still operating subconsciously in this way of childish expectation, we rely on others to meet what are essentially the same needs and wishes. The most significant result of this is that we remain fixated on the lack of satisfaction of our childish needs and are out of touch with our authentic and appropriate adult needs. The pattern. We perpetuate our dependence on the illusion of peace and safety through our ignorance and/or denial of our adult needs, and we persist in a focus on unmet childhood needs and on the failure of others to meet them. Breaking the pattern. We recognize the difference between childhood needs, which are childish when they persist into adulthood, and our authentic, appropriate adult needs.